This tribute is for my grandmother, Ivy Small. This woman has raised several kids of her own. She has about 8 kids. One died. She had 7 living kids. And neighborhood kids, because she took in everyone. You will always get a meal and a hug and a love from Ivy Small's house. But what I remember most about my grandmother, apart from her being a praying woman, is how thankful that woman was. My grandmother appreciated every single thing that she received. Nothing was too small. I remember once I gave my grandmother, because of course I was a kid, and for Christmas I gave my grandmother a handkerchief. And you would have thought that I gave her the world. She was so happy to receive that handkerchief. And I was like, I really wanted to give her more, but I wasn't working. I was a child. But she praised that handkerchief. She wore it. You always saw her with it. She was so grateful. And I learned from her. It was just something that stayed with me, of how grateful she was. Another thing that I admired about her, even though she had many grandkids, because I said she had 7 kids, so she had a lot of grandkids and she had a lot of neighborhood kids that she took care of, she knew each and every one of us likes and dislikes. For me, I love sweet potato. And my grandmother was a farmer. And whenever I would visit, I could smell she roasting the sweet potato, because she would make sure that it's ready when I get there. And I also loved peppermint tea. So I always have my peppermint tea and my roasted sweet potatoes. She would just put it specially for me, and everyone had their thing. I wasn't, even though that made me feel special, every one of her grandkids felt special, because she knew exactly what each person loved and she made sure she had that for her. My grandmother was not a rich woman, but she was so rich in love, and she made everyone around her felt special. So for Women's History, I would love for you all to give a praise. And she's in heaven now. I know, because even, again, she was a praying woman. She was a deacon. And Ivy Small was the best gift I could, an example that I see of a worshiper. She was kind, grateful, and she loved the Lord. Even as a small child, I remember that. That was something that just embedded in me. Ivy Small, the best grandmother that I have ever had.
Hello, 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 world. We're honored you came back for season 2 of the Beloved Queens podcast. I'm Tina Matherson with my ladies, Claudia Lewis, everybody calls me Trina, and Veronica Gray, our Queen V. We let come again, Queens.
Let's get it on, ladies.
Caribbean Queens in the ATL.
For the next few seconds, just rock with us. Rock with us. Rock with us. Next few seconds, just rock with us.
Feel the vibes, man.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully by now you've watched the documentary, The Tinder Swindler. It's about a man who pretended to be a prince online in order to attract highly educated young ladies. If you haven't watched it yet, we won't spoil it for you. Last episode, we discussed the challenges of navigating the dating world and how to proceed with caution before falling in too deep. We're picking up from where we left off.
Remember I was talking about the pimp? Well, the pimp, he found her because he knew that she did not have love. This is a young lady who her mother left her by herself. Father didn't care about what was going on with her. And these people, they prey on what you do not have. And they know how to bring it to you. And then he listened to her. And she's like, is the first somebody listening to my story like this? And the more she feed him, the more he knows how to con her. That's hence the puppy. Hence the puppy. So they give you exactly what you need from a level like that. It's still pimping behavior.
Mm-hmm.
The prince was pimping the ladies.
Yep.
And these people, in the documentary, we interviewed a psychologist and she said, you see pimps or deceptive men or deceptive whoever's, if they were in another life and they were in another profession, they are great child psychologists. Great. That's what she said. The expert said that. She was a psychologist and that's what she said. Because they know how to manipulate based on the lack of what you don't have.
Feed into it.
They feed right in there. They feed right into it. They could have been child psychologists. So they pick up on all the things that the child needs and become that to them.
Wow.
It's pimp behavior. And some
From child into adulthood.
Yep. Yes.
Wow. Deep.
It's really deep, but ladies, our single friends, you know, we've been there, gone through the hurt, and we just hope that when we share our stories and stuff, you can glean stuff from it that will help you, you know, to navigate the world of dating a little better. We did not have to deal with, you know, online dating, and that's a whole different layer right there that has come into things, and it's harder to date and stuff like that. But when you do get with someone, you know, don't let it just be all about the chemistry between you first. That don't let that be the bar alone.
That can get in a world of trouble.
Oh my gosh. Don't let it just be that first. Oh, he's everything. Okay. Going to some things with some logic sometimes, because sometimes you're just not thinking. Sometimes you're not using your head.
And about to be too logical like me.
Don't overdo it.
Don't overdo it.
Everything.
Balance the thing. Balance.
You are a human being with emotions.
Yes.
With logics. You can make wise decisions. And with spirit. So as you search for someone, let all those three things be talking to you. Don't just lead into one part more than the other. Let all those three versions of yourself, the spirit, the emotions, logics, please don't let that go out the door. Use all three of them, balance it out before you make any decisions to move forward. Sometimes you have to just say, if this happens, then that.
See there.
Before you even put yourself in your heart into it. Like you really have to test a situation before your heart goes into it. Sometimes the art reaching at the thing and then do no test yet.
What are the tests, Tina?
Cause this poor woman after 1 month. Lord have mercy.
You know what? Our intuition should I'm sure a lot of times something didn't seem right, but you just, you know, put it to the side and you're like, no, it's just me. use the intuition. That's why God gave you intuitions.
Well, some of the tests is simple. Ask some questions.
Yep.
Interview people. Ask questions about their upbringing, their childhood, their parents, their relationship. Google the brother.
Hello.
Hey, you remember people, I think people still do that. People would do background checks on dates. People do background checks on dates before they go out. And I mean, I am all for it.
No, I think that's a great idea nowadays.
Information is at your fingertips.
At your fingertips. Go for it. Me never have them something that when
you have the online dating, but now you have tools where you can search into somebody's background. If they're not honest with you sometimes, because sometimes this guy, for example, he's talking about he's a prince and all of this stuff. How are you going to verify some of these things?
If it's in social media. It's hard to social media. He had all the pics and private jets and you couldn't tell him nothing.
But again, isn't social, it's just a facade.
Yes. The guy has to keep up the appearances. Exactly. And a lot of times, that is what we learn from social media, that you keep up appearances.
The appearances.
So, social media should not be your own.
That is
source.
Not background check, people. Lexus.
If you went to college, you got a Nexus login. Check. I promise you.
If you have a friend who in the police force, you can make them run a little background check for you.
Just get some information. You cannot be going out with somebody, and if you just Googled them, you would have seen that they had a criminal record.
And we're not saying because the person had a pass, and that don't mean that they can't be reformed.
But you get information from history.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if they're not upfront with it, then you can know that.
If they're trying to hide something, you know so something is not right. Mm-hmm. But don't put your heart into it unless you do your background. Do your research. Why? Everything that you're going to do, you do research for it, because not for not be college educated people. You do your research and due diligence on everything before you start it. But when it comes to man, no research now get done.
And as the finance person, please to ask them about the credit score.
There you go. Well,
yes, my friend.
And ask them some money questions. Hello, no, because them two lie. Here the man go tell the people about, him have how much money, and then all of a sudden him need help. Which prince are going to need help from what, like a poor woman?
Billionaire.
Something wrong with your credit?
Hello.
That's a red flag right there. Man, I'm in a pickle. My allowance stopped. For why?
Right. Why? Then go and go all your corners till it comes
back.
That's what I'm saying. But them had they already invested in it before they knew him. Yeah, so you're basically in love with this idea of a person that is not even real. You're in love with a fantasy. And you never did your due diligence. So we don't know how to judge or why these ladies did what they're doing. But we're just giving you tips here, so, of how you can protect yourself.
The heart wants what the heart wants, man.
Galang dong day. See what the heart get, what the heart
galang
want.
Dong day.
Did the heart get?
She got what some the heart debt. Wants? She got oh, some she debt. Got.
250. Okay. Lad. Homegirl says she'll never be the same again.
That rough.
Yeah, man.
Wow. It's hard.
No. That's a house. She's broken. I said, that's a house.
Yep. And then she has to find a way to open her back up herself to find love again, because that void has still not been filled.
And then what she completely thought love was isn't no more. So she's just like so hurt. She's in a pile on the floor, her heart. So now, like, you're completely jaded and you will never trust anybody because of how this person reeled you in. And you're like, how could I have not seen the signs?
And remember, I am educated.
Right.
I should know these things.
So you get into a blame game of yourself.
These things don't happen to me. They happen to other people.
Yes.
People.
Remember, big job.
The lady said she want to kill herself. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Oh, wow. You see what I'm trying to say? This is the stuff, man. So, my brothers, be careful what you're out there doing to the women. Be careful what you're doing to the women who really love you and have given their entire heart and soul over to you. And you're just playing games.
But you know what? It not only happened to women, it happened to men as well.
Yes.
There are men that fall into the trap of the fantasy. Some of uno have fake hair, fake eye, fake titty, fake
you know
everything. Listen. Some of uno come out a road put together from head to toe, and when the poor man meet uno in the night after the bedroom, is a total different person. Them see, uno take off uno hair, uno take off uno nose, uno take off
the butt cheeks.
It's fake.
Oh Lord!
You guys show up as a representative, and they bought into the fantasy. And I get it. I understand. I get it. When I can't get my nails done, I put on press on. I get it. But what I'm saying is, it's not only women that fall into that fantasy trap. Men fall into the fantasy trap as well, because they want a lady in the street and a freak in the sheets. Sometimes the lady in the street don't know nothing what for do inside of the bedroom. And sometimes the lady in the bedroom don't know nothing all for go outside and represent you with her. You can't care about the banquets and the functions and meet the mayor with her. But she look good by your aunt. But she can't open her mouth.
Accessory.
She look
accessory.
Nice standing next to you, but you don't want her for talk. Because she just can't hold a conversation. You buy into the fantasies. It works both ways. Mm-hmm. And not for una men. Una fall for the fantasy and end up spend off all on the money on the fantasy.
All of the money.
So as much as the women lost money to this guy, there are a lot of men who lose money because of women. And it's the fantasy they bought into. Two-way street.
It is.
I guarantee you, somebody will be whatever they need to be to you.
Yep.
Really so that them can get you. They will be whatever.
Oh, she listens to me. My wife doesn't listen to me when I speak. Oh. She's offering a listening ear. They're going to offer you exactly what you is missing. You tell them the problems you have, and I guarantee you they have a solution for it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So people are out there. People just want what they want. They want what they want. You now have to know what you want. You need to know what is important.
That's the key.
You need to know what your legacy is going to be at the end of the day. You need to know what remains and what is fake. Because educated people get tricked. Because think you know too much.
Exactly.
And it boils back down, Tina, to the same emotion that you're talking about. Because once emotions get involved in it, the brain don't function.
Mm-hmm. Trust me, with all metaverse, you know, say some people all have virtual wife.
How are you?
In the metaverse.
Course. Yes, man.
Where the wife is perfectly everything that them always dream and want. So them with the metaverse. Big guy in love with the avatar and the avatar not even real.
Sure.
So it is gone now. Them bigger in love with the metaverse avatar, right? Because you create exactly what you want in a woman. And if she's all of that, then what you do, you end up, your emotions get tied up with an avatar that's not even real. So we start by talking about the mills and bones went back in our day. Now it gone to the next level, my girl, in the metaverse. Where you are in a virtual world and you literally can create the avatar of a wife that you need. A husband that you need. They are creating a whole entire life with an avatar that's not even real. people do this stuff because something about us want to be able to create that ultimate fantasy. Right? It gives this level of control that I am getting exactly what I dream of. Nobody not perfect.
But can you handle perfect?
That is the other part. You perfect?
Cause then you're exactly. You're so much weight. Me no measure up.
Can you handle perfect?
Because even some of the profiles, when you look at Tinder, is it really based on who the person really is?
Representative.
That's what I'm saying.
Representative.
Chris Rock. Right. Chris Rock comedy special. You meet a representative each time you go out for the first few dates.
But then the other part, what me want know, what is inside of people that attract these kind of crosses to them?
You know, you may say people them can't smell desperation. Mm. When you talk about the people them thirsty, there's something that you give off. Just as how people can know when someone is confident, some people can know when someone is desperate for affection. That's a gravitational pull.
So you have to look in at yourself. What are you giving off, people, that bring in the same person to you?
And if you keep doing it, that means you need to stop. Fix you, because if it becomes that cycle, if you keep changing partners, but they're all different, they're changing the person, but the problem is the same, trust and believe.
The common denominator is you.
The common denominator is you. Stop, fix you before you go back out there.
The Beloved Queens Podcast will continue after this break.
Women often fly under the radar when they're doing something big, but not here at the Beloved Queens. We're inviting women-run businesses to partner with us. Yes, our sponsorship packages are available at thebelovedqueens.com. All you have to do is simply click the red heart at the top right-hand corner to take advantage of the ads and other amazing offers. However, if you're a listener who enjoys our content, love to support us, you can donate there too. Now, royal family, if this podcast has truly been touching your heart, helping you to become a better you, helping you to be better for your family, we would love to hear your testimony. So whenever we post testimony time each week, go ahead on our Facebook page at the Beloved Queens Podcast and share with us. We'd love to hear from you. Another thing, have you subscribed to our podcast yet? If you have not, go ahead to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts. But go ahead and subscribe to The Beloved Queens. And we're back.
It's just so funny. I've never even asked the questions if could I handle perfect.
Can I handle perfect is a good question. Can you handle perfect, Trina?
Me can answer mine right off the rip. Listen, no, I cannot. I cannot. First of all, me can't be able to balance out. My husband is a neat freak, and I just put things the way I put it until me ready to fix it. That alone drive me crazy. Imagine, what no, sir? I know
if everything was perfect.
If everything was perfect.
But But what is perfect? What's a perfect person look like? I don't even know what that is.
Jesus!
Talk of the things. Only him. Cause that would mean what? No judgment. No criticism. Let's go down to the book.
No criticism. No negativity. No gossiping. No complaining.
Who can't go through life without doing that?
Jesus loves me. Even as people trying to be more like Christ, that's so hard because that bar is so high. That's why we are flawed and we get grace, offered grace and mercy every day, because it's difficult to walk and try to be like Christ on a daily basis. And you want another human being to be like that? And you can't even do it?
Can't handle perfect. Perfect is a bar that is above the earth. It's all up in some verse where we're up in the you. We can't. We are not perfect yet. That's why we're done here, so. We can strive to it, but we are not it yet. It's a daily walk. Right? And if you have criticized someone, you're not perfect. If you have complained against somebody's mistakes and them stuff, you're not perfect. Right? If you are negative, you're not perfect.
If you haven't forgiven someone,
you're not perfect. Perfection. We getting there, but we so far from it. So let's just.
I don't even know if I'm going to ever get there.
Child just of God, preach.
Just saying.
Child of God, preach.
Listen.
No, talk to
when me. I get to heaven.
I'm not trying. I'm not even trying.
Oh, my goodness, Father.
Like, here I am, God.
God, you see, I know. Because trust and believe.
But this is why he sent his Holy Spirit, you know? Because he knew we needed it. We have a daily Holy Spirit activate. Holy Spirit activate. Because you're just not perfect. You just chaka-chaka and everything. My grandmother would have said, you're just bro-bro-bro-bro. Oh, you said bro-bro-bro-bro.
What in the heavenly heavens is bro-bro-bro-bro?
Why you said bro-bro-bro-bro? Why you said bro-bro-bro-bro?
Yo, I love my Jamaican culture. I swear we invent words.
Again, my grandmother was the inventor of words. Adulterate was one of them.
Adulterate.
That's short. It says her way of saying dilute. Mommy does adulterate. This juice is too sweet.
Adulterate.
Mean, why you have to? Why are you shorthanding stuff? Why can't you just do it properly? Don't be not bro, 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 bro.
I was like, what is weird? She made up her own words, and she had cussed you with them, you know, and she had cussed
you. Listen.
And then you looking at her strange, and she don't understand why you don't understand
what
you're
saying. What she was saying. Because she's like, why you have to say, do the thing right, man. You can't wash your plate and leave us this on the table. So she explained it out. So you know exactly what she's like, why are you not paying attention to detail? Why are you not doing things properly? You know what it is, but she just used fear terminology.
Typical Jamaican man, them invent some words. You're like, huh?
I love
and it makes sense. You're like, okay, it makes sense.
In that context,
it makes sense. You
are. Father, help people, them while listen, because everybody wants relationships. People want love. People want acceptance. People all, they want just like what you want for us. Because God always wants for us to have a relationship with him. He wants for us to be close to him. He made us to love him, right? He made us to love him. So it is only natural that you're going to want someone to love you want to find someone. The Bible says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. So, you know, and two is better than one. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. The Bible talks about these things. So it's inside of us. It's innate to want that connection with someone, right? But may I beg you now, ask God for the right match, please. There is someone that he has for you, and it might not be in the package that you're expecting. Ask him to help you to be open, even if the package not fit your imagination. Because again, remember, the influences are Mills and Boons and TV, and that cannot... You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you don't find the person because you're looking at those things as your standard.
Your Prince Charming could be at the back of a garbage truck. Listen, people, do not think that your Prince Charming coming on white ass. Him could not run the garbage truck.
Might be.
All right.
Might be that's the guy that could love you.
Mm-hmm. Treat you like a queen.
Treat you like a queen because he realizes your value. You know? You don't want to be with the CEO who's going to beat you down. Who's narcissistic and he wants you, in order for him to feel good, you have to be on the floor under his feet. You know? These are real stories that people have to go through. Right? And some people, their lot and their portion is just to be single, the end, full stop, comma. I get it. You got those people. Jesus was one of them. So we're not talking about the person who we love the most. He was single his entire life. So there are people who are called for that. But there are some people who are called to settle down. But you keep picking the wrong thing over and over and over again so you can't settle. Because you're so full. Your basket is so full. Your basket is so full that somebody else can't. There's no room for anybody to go in there. V, you was talking to me about the full basket.
There's no room to put in anything else. You have to go empty. Forgiveness. You have to open. You have to leave. You have to get rid of it. The same things we're talking about. If it's too full, you have to get rid of what is filling up your basket so you can receive more.
Yeah, you
can of the good. Empty the basket. If the basket is full of trash.
Oh my God.
Hurt. Unforgiveness. Empty the basket so you can receive love.
Receive some love. Because I guess, again, love attracts love. You don't want them garbage. They attracts mess. They attract the line Prince Charming pimp. They do.
Prince Charming pimp. Oh, well, you said Tina. I like the one.
You got to call it what it is.
No.
And the Princess Charming pimp too, because there are some women who are like that.
Hello.
Because they will leech on a man because this is it. They're going to leech on you. So you have to be aware that you're not being sucker punched. You're not. So like we said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean by your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Even in relationships, especially in relationships.
Until next time, add us to your calendar every Monday. Subscribe, like, leave a comment, and tell everybody, I mean everybody, about our podcast. And don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at The Beloved Queens.